This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Man, that was long-winded, wasn't it? Okay, we're moving right along. We're moving right along here at Agenda 21 Radio. So please, like I said, visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. The call-in line is 215-867-8255. Those lines will be open in approximately 2 minutes if everything goes right. We're dialing it in right now. The technicians are working to the nub on the whole deal. Okay. Anyway, it's just been a wonderful day so far on Agenda 21 Radio. You know, I just want to say I do appreciate all the attention that you give me. Here on the radio show, through emails and scathing commentary, not really, all the things that all of you listeners do out there for us, we really do appreciate it. And everybody who's supporting the New California State Movement is just wonderful. And more and more that we're out there talking about it, the more and more people are starting to come on board with us. So we really do appreciate that. Anyway. Nirvana manager opens up about Kurt Cobain's final intervention before tragic suicide. Wow. Wow, we... Anyway, yeah, Kurt Cobain. I wasn't a real Kurt Cobain kind of guy, just to kind of let you know. I really wasn't. But, you know, I lived with him just like everybody else, but I really wasn't a Kurt Cobain guy. Did I say I really wasn't a Kurt Cobain guy? That's because I wasn't. I know this is getting into the rock star cultural business and all that good stuff, and I'm not really one of those kind of guys. I'm really not, and therefore I'm not going to go there. Okay. We're here on Friday, and some good news for Donald Trump. Poll approval, 51%. Trump approval. It's going to go up, and of course, the more that the Democrats focus on this is where the Democrats have just fallen off the deep end. It shows you that how far askew they are all the way across the board from California to Washington, D.C. They're socialists. They're communists. You know, they're the kind of people that want to destroy this country. They don't believe in God and all that stuff. And they're not your typical Democrat anymore. No, they really aren't. And, you know, people go back in history and just look at the Democrats as you would know a Democrat back in, let's say, the 1960s, even John Kennedy. John Kennedy was a Democrat. Hello. And by today's standards, he's an ultra-conservative. Really, go look it up. And so is Bobby, his brother. You know, this is the thing, you know, just don't quite get that. But, you know, today's Democrats are just, they're not Democrats anymore. They're just straight-up socialists / communists. That's what they espouse to. Or they're militarized, almost militant, types of radical Islamists. They go hand in hand. And that's on them, not you or me, I might add. And that is what we need to focus. That's why Donald Trump's going after socialism, because it's a whole basket, if you will. The basket of socialists. It's the basket of totalitarians. See, we got the deplorables, right? The deplorables, a basket of deplorables. We've got a basket of totalitarians. And that's what we have on the left. That's what we're fighting. And it was a great strategy by the president to focus on that. That's because that's really, truly what we're fighting. Now, he's out here in California. He's flying out. Now, I think he's left, if I'm not mistaken. Wheels up for Air Force One coming out to, I think, Calexico along San Diego border in that area. And going to see for himself what is going on at the border, right? So, but with that, I think I'm going to try. I'm trying to get the Facebook business on that, or at least I think we'll go to the. We're getting so close. We're going to switch to guns, of course. Trump approval rating though, 51%. That is what we're seeing here. This is, of course, the Rasmussen report came out. Actually, a little while ago. Where have I been? I know. Regular updates are posted Monday through Friday at 9:30 a.m. Eastern. This is a mainstay of the Rasmussen Report. I like Rasmussen when he's got the numbers going the way I like them. Polling, I love I love large numbers and pulling out data from them. It's just my scientific background. Like it or not, I like the true data. And I really do like data that's really honed. And I do like to be able to interpret based upon the comments that you would get with a data stream that comes from a reliable data source. And, excuse me, I'm looking. Ah, here we go. As I sit here, I need to scratch my back, and my back scratcher is not around. Oh, it's now being applied to my back. Anyway, the Rasmussen report, I believe, is credible, very credible. And in fact, he's, and like I said, I can throw things at the computer screen and I can throw things at the radio based upon what I hear from time to time with him. So that's not what I agree with, but that's, I believe his numbers on the whole. That's anybody else, I just kind of don't believe. There's a couple of polls, USC poll, I like. I'm down to about three polls, really, that I find that are credible. Everybody else, forget it. How about Chris Steyerwald? Oh, there's a good poller. He's the guy who called the California election in 2018 for the, oh, it's a Democratic win out in California. Oh, 90 minutes before the polls closed. What did he know, right? What did he know about all the Democrats out there and what was going on in California? What did he know, huh? And what did Fox News know? Why did they put that out there? Talk about a pie in the face. And talk about absolutely, you know, smacking around California voters, who are Americans, I might add, for the most part. I know. Except for those that are here illegally, right? What about that? So the Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll. I'm sorry, that's what I mean. Chris Steyerwald, they should have fired him, outright fired him from Fox News. He cannot be trusted, period, end of subject, for any of his data or anything. He's a liar. And he works for the other team, in my opinion. And he was very evident that night during the election. But that's just commentary from me. I don't know why I'm so brutal on him. But I don't like that sort of thing, because this plays right into the narrative that California election policies and the whole process is completely corrupt, and they're working with people at Fox News. That's what that plays into. Chris Steyerwald did that. That's why I say I like Rasmussen. But I like the data that I'm seeing here on Trump, of course. Come back, we'll talk about that. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Ben.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back to burn down the house. Not really. Enough house burning around this area. Need no more. Okay, so we've got this Rasmussen report. Now, I wanted to hang with this. The Rasmussen report, daily presidential tracking poll, Friday, April 5th, 2019. The Rasmussen report daily, okay. The tracking poll for Thursday shows. This was yesterday's, because today's. Oh, today's Friday. Hello. I'm crawling. Getting here. 51% of the likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. 47% disapprove. The latest figures include 38% who strongly approve of the job Trump is doing and 40% who strongly disapprove. This gives him a presidential approval index of -2, which is that actually that's a pretty good number as these indexes go. I know. It's negative. Well, I know. You know that they word it as strongly approve versus disapprove. So there's some other numbers that are in there too, right? I mean, because that's only 78% there. Oh yeah. So you got some other. So you got some other things going on. And actually, they give you a table you can follow. It says see trends. I'm gonna go to guns now. Oh, okay. So here we go. Yeah, they've got this whole different index now that comes along with this, and it shows you the trending going on. At one point, March 19th, he was negative 10. Jeez. 52% strongly. Oh, 54% strongly disapproved. That was total disapproval. I'm sorry, was 54% strongly. This is on that was the highest we see. Strongly disapprove of 44%. That was in March 25th. That was just recently. Wow. So there you go. There you have it. And he's total approval is 51%. So it's only disapproved. Total approval is 45% back then. Yikes. That's just a bad thing. We got some other ones going on, though. And we see if we can get rid of some of the chaff here. Let's see. Strongly approve. The biggest number for his approval rating, I think, was at 55, 50, 47, 44, 40. He's actually been pretty strong for the numbers. 50. Hovering around 50 ever since Napoleon New Year's. Okay, I'm going down the dates to show you it gives some perspective here of strong approval ratings. Really nothing but above 50% except for this time. See, this is that, and I'm pointing out the trend here. As I look at these over the last year or so, 51% is like really high for him. 50%, 49%, and so on. So he's had these numbers, which is pretty good here. In fact, we had a on April the 3rd, this is still following the debacle that went on. He was at 51% on April 2nd, when strongly approve was 36%, strongly disapprove. So his total approval was, 48%. And then his numbers started to really go up, of course, around the time of the release of the Mueller thing. So this is all starting to catch up, I believe, and this is going to have a really net continued positive impact that we started to see the trend starting to move up again strongly in his favor about a week ago. So that just goes hand in hand. I think you can extrapolate the data there that I'm seeing here, their findings, that when the Mueller report was released, all of a sudden, and then he got Barr's, approval. Not approval, but said there's nothing, there's no there, that basically what we've all been saying for 2 years, all of a sudden, shocking. And of course, this whole investigation has been a ruse to try and keep control of, and get control of, say, the House. We pretty much have figured this one out, that there was no there to begin with. We called it, there's no there. And Mueller figured this out for a long time ago, as early as, they say, June of 2017, he knew there was nothing there. He actually knew that. Listen, Mueller knew there was nothing there from the get-go. That's what we're looking at here. It has been a staged event for 2 years going into the election in 2018, of course, so they could win back the House. And now all of a sudden it's here. And what do they have to do? They have to keep it alive. But I want to get back into this data business just a little bit so you understand. This is the only, the Rasmussen reports, and again, I believe them to be credible. I've always, over the years, been able to look at their data and understand it, like it, love it, hate it, whatever. You know, it's there and it's there. So I believe they tried their very best here. Now, this is a thing that came up. Actually, in the 2016 election cycle, if I recall, because everybody and their mother had all these different polls out. They were all over the place. Their polling was ubiquitous. It was everywhere. And, of course, we ran polls. You know, they ran. Anybody can do a computer poll, right, and say, oh, this is by the sitting, blah, blah, blah. Now, here's the deal, is that there's only a few that really do it right because they're professional at it and they're serious about it and they want the truth out. So this is the disclaimer that is out here now about that they put out on all the Rasmussen reports. Now that Gallup has quit the field, Gallup polling, yeah, they used to do daily presidential things. Rasmussen reports is the only nationally recognized public opinion firm that still tracks President Trump's job approval ratings on a daily basis. That's their disclaimer. And see, that's the proof in the pudding, so to speak, about this whole thing about Donald Trump. So this poll, I think, is an excellent poll for him and certainly says things are going in the right direction. Now, I say that without looking up at the next statement, related articles, 38% say U.S. heading in the right direction. Okay, I'm biting on this one, a little comment going on here. It says here, 38% of likely U.S. voters think the country is heading in the right direction, according to the new Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online Survey for the week of March 28th. 56% of voters believe the nation is headed down the wrong track, down 1 point from the previous week. The National Telephone Survey of 2,500 likely voters was conducted by Rasmussen Reports from March 24th to 28th. The margin of sampling error was plus or minus 2 in percentage points. With 90% level of confidence, field work for Rasmussen survey is conducted by Pulse Opinion Research LLC. They have here to learn about this little thing called C methodology. What are the methods by which they got the questions? What questions they asked, and so on. This is very, very critical because you can skew anybody's opinion by the way you ask a question. And, of course, this is commonly used by the left. And, of course, remember that during the whole time in which Hillary Clinton was running for president, everything was a sham. You know, she had made up rallies. People weren't coming out for Hillary Clinton. Surveys had to be made up as they went throughout the whole election cycle. This is pretty well known. And she depended upon, like in California, for corrupt election practices throughout the state. And California has the worst. It has the worst election process of all 50 states. And that's why people have mimicked it on the left to try and follow the California election corruption scheme, which has now made its way into other states. And predominantly, actually, Florida tried it out, and look what happened. They actually got caught. And we're talking about DeSantis now in that race. You know, they were harvesting ballots. They were doing California ballot harvesting notions, and they got caught because, see, in California, ballot harvesting was made legal before the election, just months before 2018. And of course, in Florida, guess what? Scott did not sign any legislation like that, so it was illegal. So they stopped it. Isn't that interesting? Just a few tactics that the other side uses. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
Oh, I better turn up the microphone. I'm talking to you. Nothing coming out. All right. For those of you into the Oroville Dam drama, that dam drama, the Oroville Dam, it's not dam drama, it's just drama about the dam. All right, here's some numbers for you to chew on, and we'll digest these numbers. This is the hour of data, and a fresh pot. See, I told you I'd make up. You know, we started out the day, no coffee for you. And now we're on to the second pot. Boy, and we're just getting fired up. We could do another 3 hours today, right? Okay, here we go. People calling me. What in the world? See, I'm sitting here, I'm trying to use my very sophisticated phone that I have no clue how to operate. Do you? Seriously? I'll get down with you. You don't know how to operate your phone either. Truth be known, right? Okay, so these are the numbers, these are the numerals that we're getting from the Oroville Dam Data Center from the California Department of Water Resources, and this is about an hour old. Yep, a little over an hour old. But we're getting this. The reservoir elevation in feet, 854.84 feet. 854. The maximum you can go up to is basically 899.99999, or in other words, 901. It overtops at 901, which is what we were seeing. Remember, I said 2 years ago on February 11th, I was standing watching the water overtop. What a thrill that was. What a scary thing that is. Man, I'm telling you, the power of water at that level, I mean, the magnitude of that much water being held back by an earthen dam. I mean, you really, I mean, talk about meeting your maker fast. You don't want to slip around that place. That coffee is delicious. So 854.84, this seems to be steady. They're holding that elevation. This is significant. So from yesterday at 1900 hours, no, at 20 hours, so that's what, 24, so we're talking about 8 o'clock last night, midnight. Okay, so literally 854.84 feet they're holding it at. This is just consistent all the way down since last night at 8 o'clock till this morning at 7, so 12-hour period. And this is interesting. The storage is at 2,873,800 all the way down, just straight numbers. This is very odd, actually. Maybe I'm wrong. It says, and then the outflow, listen to this, the outflows versus the inflow. So the inflow coming in from, you know, the Feather River and all those reservoirs up there, all those lakes and streams and everything, is 20,000 CFS. That's cubic feet per second. And 20,070 should be that accurate. And then the outflow is matched at 20,002 CFS. That's cubic feet per second. Huh. Isn't that interesting? Which, by the way, inflow was exceeding outflow at 5 a.m. this morning. And so we have it, basically, the elevation, it's set for the last 12 hours. Storage and elevation straight up across the board the same. And basically, your inflows are matching outflows at this point in time. So what that tells me is this. Basically, on the outflow side, you're getting about 10,000 CSF out of the bottom of the dam, the Hyatt power, and then you're getting 10,000 from the spillway. So they're running about 10,000. I'm just guessing. I'd have to go up there and check it out and get a little bit more details from you or from people to find out, and maybe we'll get another report in here by the end of the hour, and we can kind of see how this goes. So they're being very cautious, which I think is good. That would be one of the things that we would talk about in our lawsuit. They're being very cautious with the spillway, which is good. Which is good. I repeat, I say again, which is good, it seems like. And they I don't think they're putting the 20,000 CSF over that. Now, this thing can go up to something like 250,000, something like that, which, God help us if they're up that high dumping water, right? I mean, this would be a cataclysmic of rain event if that was to happen. Now, we are having more storms come in, and that's going to be kind of a big problem here up in the watershed, because, God, we're way over like 160 or 70% or something like that of rain this year. I mean, it's just an outrageous number. And the drought is over. Hello. The drought is, no excuses now, right? The drought is over. The drought is over. O-V-E-R. And there's a lot of things that we're going to do in New California to make sure the droughts like this don't return. Man-made droughts, as we call them. You know, human beings over fish. I'm sorry, that's just the way it's going to be. And those people who have carved out their little livelihoods by doing various nonprofits and NGOs, you know, billions of dollars being brought in for these various scams that have brought us all these socialist notions about the environment and so on like that. That's all done now. in New California. That's just we've seen what you're up to, and we're calling it out. We're just saying no more for you. We just think that this is absolutely wrong. So anyway, that's what's going on right now in Orrville, and I think that people are probably pretty happy with that outcome so far. We don't want it to be anything worse than what we've been experiencing, of course. But this is something that we're going to be talking about here with a number of people on the radio show, including Chris Steed. I think maybe in the next segment I'll give Chris a call and see if Chris can join us here on the show for a few minutes. Because we are in the final hour of the show, of course. And as we go through this whole process of finding out more about the Orrville Dam and all the things that are happening, we're going to find out, I think, some very interesting things about the safety and security of people downstream all the way across the board. That's one of the reasons why we're doing what we're doing. Okay, I referred to an article that was written by our very own Chris Street, and I'm sure he'll be able to give us a little bit of comment on this. It appears today in California Political News and Review, Steve Frank's publication. It's a reprint from, or actually it's a commentary, if you will, on Chris's article that he wrote, Democrats Doubling Down on Identity Politics. And this was the whole thing I was talking about before with the situation going forward with Jesse Jackson, right? And all the Democrats just suckling up to Jesse Jackson. That's a bad visual, I know. But Chris did a great job in writing the article. It says, Democrats doubling down on identity politics for 2020 election. Chris Street. Democrats are doubling down on identity politics as the top focuses of their 2020 elections in polls begin. I find it very interesting that this whole notion of identity politics by the Democrats has been so strong with them. I mean, that's all they have. Poor guys, that's all they've got is identity politics. And it's going to go away for them. And I'm sort of reviewing what we talked about before. I think it's very, 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 very telling what is going on with them and their identity. Tucker Carlson, we talked about him. Trump administration cracks down an international criminal court, revokes top prosecutors' visas. Yikes, that's a big one. Herman Cain would do very well at Federal Reserve, Trump. Okay. And Hannity, Mexico's government must be held accountable. Kind of like what Hannity has to say about these things. I'm not too sure it's Mexico's fault, guys. You know, I mean, they're aiding and abetting, but you know they get money for all this stuff out of Mexico. All the any one of these little ditties that goes on, they get money for. And why should we hold them accountable if they're making money off of us, right? Because it's our screw up. It's our policies that are driving these people forward. You know, I we'll have to listen to what he has to
say.
Trump
media mob, they're up to the same old tricks all week. They have been breathlessly pushing yet another anonymously sourced, unverified rumor. When will they learn about the contents of the Mueller report? We're going to address the hysteria in just a moment. They just keep lying, making it up. All right, but first, we have actual news to report. The crisis at our southern border is now spiraling out of control. Wait till you see the video we have for you tonight, exclusively for Hannity. And President Trump put Mexico on notice. Take a look.
We're going to give them a one-year warning. And if the drugs don't stop or largely stop, we're going to put tariffs on Mexico and products, in particular cars. The whole ballgame is cars. It's the big ball game. With many countries, it's cars. And if that doesn't stop the drugs, we close the border.
government of Mexico must be held accountable. Interestingly, they have some of the toughest laws against the illegal immigration of any country. Now, they have 1 year now to get their act together. But really, the answer is securing our southern border can no longer wait. And today, during a raid, ICE agents, look at this, they arrested 280 illegal immigrants working at only one company in Texas, the largest worksite operation in more than a decade. In Louisiana, a previously deported illegal immigrant was arrested, get this, on more than 100 child sex crime charges, including sexual battery of a child under the age of 13. Illegal immigration is seeing a massive spike. Ports of entries are overwhelmed with traffic. They believe Trump is doing this because they see it. And our federal government's catch and release program, sadly, is expanded. That means thousands of illegal immigrants are simply just let free in the United States pending a court date that they'll never show up at. And guess what? They fail to show up to court. Oh, let's see, 95% of the time. And as we speak, people from all over the world are literally walking into the United States because we have unprotected areas of our border. Last night, during a ride-along with Border Patrol officers in Texas, our very own Lawrence Jones witnessed two men from China walking across the shallow Rio Grande before being apprehended. We're going to have the full footage of that coming up. And you're not going to believe what Lawrence also witnessed in the exclusive video we have. First, we turn to our Hannity Watch, though, on the radical 2020 Democratic Socialists. Three more women have now accused creepy, crazy Uncle Joe Biden of making them feel uncomfortable. This is now a grand total of seven. And President Trump is, well, openly mocking creepy Uncle Joe on Twitter. Earlier today, the president posted this video showing the former vice president getting, well, the Biden treatment. 4 hours later, Biden responded, quote, I see that you are on the job and presidential as always. Okay, Joe, you're going to have a tough time against this president. Trust me, if that's your answer. But the point is, creepy, crazy Uncle Joe is really going to, show Donald Trump how to be president? Is that how? I mean, nothing says presidential like invading somebody's space, smelling their hair, rubbing noses, locking lips, and unsolicited back rubs. But by the way, where is Obama? He hasn't said a word yet, sticking up for his favorite creepy Uncle Joe. Now, if Biden does want to officially throw his hat into the ring, he's soon really going to need to rub shoulders with the Democratic Party's chief kingmaker. That, of course, would be the Reverend Al Sharpton. U.S. News, World Report calling it the Al Sharpton primary. Now, this week, 12 Democratic candidates, 12 of them, are speaking at Sharpton's National Action Network convention. But the ring kissing doesn't stop there. Now, Reverend Sharpton said, well, Sean Hannity's been there. Yeah, I went there to debate him and confront him with his own words. By the way, that was so popular that there were literally hundreds and thousands of people outside knocking on the door. Let us in. The room was packed. And Bozo O'Rourke reportedly personally promising Sharpton to pursue reparations as president. You might remember Senator Kamala Harris dining with Al Sharpton in an infamous Harlem restaurant just before she kicked off her campaign. And according to the Los Angeles Times, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand never forgets to call Sharpton on his birthday. Remember, we're talking about the Reverend Al Sharpton. Again, he's a tinfoil hat conspiracy TV, MSNBC. Got to start promoting really controversial things, like in the Tawana Brawley case.
Okay, well, Sean's right about that. Of course, that's we covered too. That's the Reverend. The Reverend Al Sharpton. Sharper than sharp, the Reverend Al Sharpton. Kingmaker. I find it interesting that that's part of what he's... Now, I want to get into this Creepy Joe thing back into it, because I think we retweeted the president. And the retweet of the president's tweet, which was kind of interesting. It's actually hysterical. It's not just interesting. Okay, there's this tweet out there. It's up on Agenda 21 Radio. It's on our Twitter, on the front page. It's hysterical. You have Joe Biden up there apologizing, and he's doing his thing, and all of a sudden you see a figure behind him, and all of a sudden hands up on his shoulders as he's seated. You know, it's all, it's hysterical. And this rubbing issue. And all of a sudden, you see his head behind his head, and he's kind of like really close to his head, like he's sniffing his hair. That came from the president. I know, that's not very presidential now, is it? I mean, listen, you got to have some humor in this world. You really do. But that's from the Trump tweets portion of Agenda 21 Radio website, 821R.com. You got to see it to appreciate it. It is absolutely... Some of these Trump tweets are really good. Now, he doesn't do the... He's got a crew doing this, obviously, where they're just absolutely nailing it, banging it out of the park, right? I do want to say this about the Joe Biden thing. It's creepy. It's disgusting. There's more to this. And please, people, stop saying there's something. He came from a different generation. It's grossly inappropriate. It by definition, in every aspect, not every, but almost every one of the pictures and videos that you're seeing of this behavior of his is an abuse situation. It's sexual abuse. It's sexual harassment. Period. You can't listen. I used to do this stuff for HR. That's what it is. He's been smoother than the most and been able to get away with it because of his stature. And of course, the party says it's okay to do these sort of things. But you Republicans, you conservatives, no, can't do it. No, 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 no. Yeah, that sort of thing. That's what's going on. That's what's going on. It says, Bronx man who wanted to join ISIS and attack random people arrested in Montana. See, we had Montana talk about earlier in the show. Rural versus urban, right? Everybody's moving out to Montana and other places. So. It says, Chicago to sue Jesse Smollett for cost of investigation. Border wall starts today in Texas. This is from the Epoch Times. Just to let you know. That's why Trump is in California right now. And by the way, you'll be able to hear this show tomorrow on KMYC 1410 AM and at 4 p.m. 1410 AM at 4 p.m. It's a replay for Saturday, but also on Red State Talk Radio, of course. So this is what we have going on. It's actually starting now. The border wall is actually being built. Construction is underway on a new 13-mile stretch of border infrastructure in the Rio Grande Valley, southeast Texas, on April 4th. It started. It says here that part of the construction is a continuation of a levee wall in Hidalgo County, which will double as a flood protection for local towns and agriculture. The levee will sit about a mile from the Rio Grande, which is the U.S.-Mexico international border. Okay? So the levee wall system will be very similar to that constructed in the area during 2008, but will also include all-weather roads, lighting, and enforcement cameras, and other related technology, according to a Customs and Border Protection statement. Okay, it's working. They're building the wall. It's about time, huh? It is about time. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, 821R.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com.
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Another story here on Epoch Times, or by Epoch Times, about this young boy who was who died. Autopsy came out about this young boy. Autopsy results for 8-year-old Guatemalan boy who died in U.S. custody. This is the 8-year-old boy. He died of from a bacterial infection leading to multiple organ failures, according to an autopsy. A report at the autopsy of Felipe Gomez Alonso was delivered to Guatemalan officials in recent days and showed the boy died from an infection and complications from influenza B, according to Oscar Padilla, the Guatemalan consul in Phoenix. The New Mexico office of the medical investigator said Monday that the report is still open and has not been finalized. He fell sick on the passage, and it's kind of an interesting story about how his dad, deep in debt and poor, took out a loan to pay for coyotes to get him and the young boy across the border. And the father was saying that, he wasn't in the reason for asylum that he was poor, but if he thought that he could get across the border with the boy in hand, his son, that it would make it easier. But his son died, unfortunately. That's what we're dealing with at the border, guys. That is the fast reality check of what's going on at the border. Other things have happened out there, too. But this is just the stuff that we're putting up with. Donald Trump's at the border right now. It'll be interesting to see what he comes back with. He's in Calexico. So if you've ever been to Calexico, it's an interesting place. Don't go down there much anymore, but back in the day I did. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. And by the way, more damn report. Just follow the bouncing ball at Agenda 21 Radio. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.